Hello to everyone out there from IST203. This is my podcast on my blog questions. One of the questions that was requested that I had more information on was customer service support and customer service management. So I'm going to talk about 10 things help desk techs can do to improve service. We might not get through all 10 of them because I only have to do this for 3 minutes and I don't want to make it too long. The information I'm getting is coming from www.techrepublic.com. They actually have their own blog, and I subscribe to that, so I get a lot of information through email that I often go out and read. So, number one thing they have on their list is answer the phone properly. That's talking about making sure that when you pick up the phone, the first thing you say makes sense to the customer calling in. For instance, a good general script that they put on here is the person saying, "Hello, thank you for calling Brandon Technical Support. My name is Justin. How may I help you today?" What that does is that lets the caller immediately know they've reached the right area, they've reached the right company, and they've got somebody on the other end and on a recording that can help them out. The second thing is explain why you are taking a particular direction. Now, I know we've all had this experience when we've called in for some sort of technical support. We've tried everything we could think of under the sun, and then we have the tech person have us run through a whole bunch of other things that we've already completed and we know is not going to solve anything. And even though we complain about that or we say we've done that, they continue to do this. So it's good to listen to your customer and see what they've already done and not take them necessarily down the same path. One of the next important things is read the ticket notes. Most callers, when they call in a second or third time, there should be notes on their account of what was done prior to that. Now, I know not everybody does that. As a manager of a call center, I know we had customer service reps who would neglect to notate the account, so the next time the customer called in with the same complaint, nobody knew what had already previously been done and had to start from square one, which does nothing but get the customer all upset again, or more upset than what they already are. That goes in hand with writing useful ticket notes. Just saying, help the customer, doesn't really tell anybody anything. You need to have not overly detailed notes, but at least notes about what happened, like who you spoke with, why they called this particular time, what procedures were performed, what the error codes were, and what's supposed to happen afterwards. Is somebody going to call them back? Is somebody going to come to their house to fix something? You need to make sure that type of information is tucked away in the ticket notes. Next is investigate previous cases for the customer. Maybe there's been something that's been going on, or maybe other people have called in with the same problem. The example they give is that this individual worked for a help desk organization that would take old units on an RMA. And they would refurbish them, then send them out again. But refurbishing didn't always work, and it didn't always resolve the actual problem. So you could look at past tickets for that particular unit and see whether or not they really got fixed with the problem that needed to be fixed. The next one is know when to escalate a case. I know some customer service reps, the first words out of their mouth is, "Would you like to speak with a manager? Or I can send this to a manager." Sometimes they also shoot themselves in the foot when they're talking to somebody or the customer because they aren't really empowered to make any changes that the customer is requesting. And rather than work with the customer and explain that, they start, I don't want to say arguing, but it escalates itself and then it winds up going to a manager anyway. There were many times when I would get tickets that said the customer was irate. When I call the customer back, the customer's fine. The customer just had to get some answers to some questions, and for some reason, that particular representative didn't understand what they were asking. The next best thing is also to understand current policies. What's the policies that are in place in your work area? What's the company? What's the department policies? Sometimes you need to make sure you know that because you might say something that's either changed or wasn't necessarily true. I'll give you a good example. I think I was talking with a student when I was in the open lab this a couple weeks ago and made some offhand comment about I just didn't understand why they didn't have the labs open on Fridays during finals week. And somehow or another, that person heard the lab will be open on Friday. And then, of course, they went to Sherry, called Sherry three times. And next thing I know, Sherry's talking to me, going, "Why did you tell them this when I hadn't?" So that, I probably should have just kept my mouth shut on that one and kept my opinion to myself. Know the market. Callers will sometimes be looking to get technical information to help them decide whether what they're buying or what they're trying to do is right for them. This really isn't so much, I don't think, necessarily over the phone, but if you're doing some face-to-face type of things, then you really need to know your market. You need to know what the items might be on a particular piece of equipment that will suit the customer's needs. Number nine would be have direct lines of communication. This individual that wrote this article said, "I keep stumbling across help desks that can't directly work with the next level of support." Having been there, that's very important. It's always good to have another team on your side. When I worked at First Data, one of the things that I had to do was work with the Linux team, the Unix team, as well as the Windows team in order to get things done, and the networking team and the security team. So all that's important. You need to have contacts in there. You need to know what you can take to them and what they can help you with. And make sure that you're not bothering them with little trivial items, because that's just as bad when you'll shut them down and they won't want to help you anymore. And last but not least is take ownership of the case. If you're handling a ticket or you're handling something for a customer, you own that. It's nobody else's fault if you fail to follow up. It's your own fault. It's up to you to make sure you stay in contact with the customer. Or if the customer's to call you back, you need to make sure that if you're not available, that you call them back as soon as you do become available. So with all those type of things, and I know this, we went over this very quickly. It was very, very brief. Again, like I said, I found this information out on www.techrepublic.com. It's actually under 10 things help desk techs can do to improve service. I would suggest to go read that. It would probably help if you have any questions. And that's it for today. Stay tuned for maybe more podcasts. Thanks.